Then, and we'll welcome our first speaker, Usman Ibrahim.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ibrahim Usman from Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, Nigeria. I'm presenting on the topic effect of poultry manure and African bush tea on growth and yield of lettuce. Lettuce is a very important crop. It's a very important vegetable that is grown worldwide. Everybody here eats lettuce. It has a lot of nutritional and health benefits. Among the nutritional health benefits includes that it lowers the cholesterol level, it helps in preventing cancer, fighting insomnia, managing diabetics, and aiding digestion and fighting inflammation. And so it's a very important crop for its nutritional and medicinal properties. Poultry manure is locally available and relatively cheap in the study area. Apart from the fact that the inorganic fertilizer is posing a lot of environmental hazard to the ecology and to the household, poultry manure is cheap and the farmer have access to it. So we are trying to see if the use of poultry manure can replace the use of the inorganic fertilizer. The inorganic fertilizer is also very expensive, and so most farmers cannot even afford to buy it. Similarly, African bush tea is an unwanted plant in the study area. It is in abundance and has the ability to suppress weed, pathogen, and pests, as reported by Musa et al. And Odeon 2012. So, with this, we'll be able to produce an organic lettuce if it's effective. You know, lettuce also has a very short lifespan. Its growth habit is less than 4 to 6 weeks. And so most times when you apply the pesticides, the waiting period is not that long. And so most time you end up consuming pesticides. So we are trying to look at something that is safer. Report on lettuce production and the effect of poultry manure in Nigeria is very limited. Poultry manure is an excellent source of plant nutrients, and in contrast to mineral fertilizer, it has organic matter to the soil, which improves the soil property. And due to scarcity and high cost of chemical fertilizer and its negative effect on the environment, there is a need to determine the optimal rate of poultry manure needed for lettuce production. Hoe weeding is expensive, labor intensive, and the availability of labor is often scarce, especially at the peak of the season. Hoe weeding may damage lettuce and therefore reduce crop yield. It is ideal to evaluate the performance of African bush tea in the control of weeds with a view to reduce cost, labor demand, avoid damage in lettuce production, and improve the yield and quality of lettuce as well as human health. The objective of this study is to determine the effect of different rate of poultry manure on the growth and yield of lettuce in Zaria, and to also determine the effect of African bush tea on weed control in Zaria. Zaria is in Nigeria, is in Kaduna State, has a lot of institutions. I think one of the major things that Zaria is known for is that it has a lot of higher institutions. Now, in an attempt to achieve this objective, a field experiment was conducted during the 2018 rainy season at the teaching and research farm of Samaru College of Agri in Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria. The treatment consisted of 5 levels of poultry manure, which is 0, 1.5, 3, and 4.5 tons per hectare, and a control, which is application of 593 kilogram N per hectare. 2 levels of African bush tea was used, which is the non-application, then application of 1.6. The treatments were factorially combined and arranged in a randomized complete block design, and it was replicated 3 times. The poultry manure was applied 2 weeks before transplanting, and then the African bush tea was grinded, the leaves, it was grinded manually using a mortar, and then the water was the water was sieved, and then the sieved water was what was applied 2 weeks after transplanting. All cultural practices involved in the production of lettuce were carried out as at when due. Data collected was subjected to analysis of variance using SAS, and then the means were separated using Duncan multiple range test. This is a preliminary study, a one-year result, and it shows that the application of poultry manure at 6 weeks, the application of 1.5, 3, and 4.5 tons of poultry manure had the highest significant plant height, even though the 1.5 was comparable to the control. Similarly, there was no significant difference between the application and non-application of African bush tea. There was no significant interaction among the two factors. Similar result was obtained on number of leaves, and it shows that application of there was similarity between the application of the poultry manure. Even the control was also similar. There was no significant difference in the application of African bush tea, and there was no significant interaction between the two factors. Now the yield, it can be seen that the application of 4.5 tons, that's at 6 weeks after planting, after transplanting, the lettuce were harvested, and it was found that 4.5 tons per hectare of poultry manure resulted to highest significant lettuce yield, which was higher than the other treatments. There was no significant difference in the African bush tea, and there was no significant interaction among the treatments, among the factors. Now, we also want to look at the effect of this on weed control efficiency. And so we look at the weed cover score, and we found that there was no significant difference among all the treatments that was compared. And then similarly, the African bush tea did not result, the application of African bush tea did not result into any significant difference in the weed cover score. Based on the preliminary studies, it can be concluded the application of 4.5 tons of poultry manure gave the highest yield, but had no effect on weed control, while application of African bush tea had no significant difference in the yield and weed control ability of lettuce. Based on this finding, farmers are advised to use 4.5 tons per hectare of poultry manure, which gave the highest yield for lettuce. There is need for further study on the quantity of African bush tea on the yield and its weed control abilities in lettuce production. I want to acknowledge the Tertiary Education for Tech Fund for sponsoring me to attend this conference. I want to thank my university for nominating me. And I want to thank the American Society of Horticultural Science for finding it worthy to accept my abstract. Thank you.
Your lettuce yield was showing higher, 4.5 the highest, if you go back to that slide, and 1.5 tons per hectare, and then less than 3.0 tons per hectare, which is lower than 1.5 tons. So you have any comment on that, why it reduced from
2,116, then 1,837,
then it went highest. Do you have any comment on that?
Okay. Can you
repeat the question into the microphone?
Okay.
I don't
understand your question, please.
So, you see the chart is showing here the slide. 2,116 in 1.5 tons per hectare. Then its yield is going down, and then it's going up in 4.5 tons. So do you have any comment on that? On the lower application rate, you have higher, and then it's going down, and then again it's going up. highest in 4.5 tons per hectare.
The application of 4.5 gave the highest, which was followed by the application of 1.3, then the control, and then 3. Okay, the 3 gave the lowest. I understand your question now.
Yeah.
I understand now. I don't actually know why it's, but you know, I said it's a preliminary study. We are still going to validate it by trying it in other seasons.
Quickly, well, in reality, there are no difference between 1.5 and 3. Statistically, they are the same. So maybe it's not too bad. But my question then, following on that, is NPK has normal yield. I didn't quite understand why you have no data for the NPK.
I was expecting that question, and that's why I kept quiet.
Oh, okay.
So it shows you are really following my presentation.
Can you repeat the question?
The question is that NPK throughout does not have any value. It's reading 0, 0, 0 for all the parameters measured. And I said, I kept that question to know whether you are following me. And I'm glad you actually follow my presentation. When we applied the NPK, a week after all the plants that NPK was applied to died. Yeah, so it shows that the NPK value was higher. The nitrogen level is too high for that, and so we also need to in the next research we have to reduce the rate.
We still have a few minutes left. If anyone has a question.
Do you apply that like directly to the seeds, or to seedlings like was the fertilizer in direct contact with the plant?
No, the fertilizer, my poultry manure was applied 2 weeks before transplant.
Like the NPK fertilizer?
Yeah, it was applied 2 weeks after.
No, like was it in direct contact with the seed?
No, just by the side of the plant.
Like how far?
Yeah, maybe like five centimeters. And that could be also maybe the reason why
people
have burned it down. But I think it's the rate. The rate was actually high.
You're right at 60 kilograms per hectare, right?
Yeah, 60 kilograms. And 40 phosphorus, 40.
Not too high.
Okay.
Maybe phosphorus.
We have a question.
Do you think it would make a difference if the application was divided?
Yeah, lettuce is just a 6 week crop, and so I don't know if you.
But you only did it after 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think it just it takes only 6 weeks from transplant, 4 weeks after transplant. So if you apply 2 weeks, another 2 weeks, your crop is ready. I didn't think.
Any other questions?
I thought you said three questions.
What was the source of the fertilizer? And then, what type of fertilizer? That urea or what was the nitrogen source?
The nitrogen source was urea.
Okay.
Then we got all the three different sources and then applied. So the P and K was applied at planting. The last question?
No, it's a quick comment.
Okay.
Urea for the NPK, that's a chemical fertilizer and organic, so that will be a difference. Here you are saying organic fertilizer, and urea is chemical, which is not an organic source of fertilizer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.